Hello and welcome to the Confident Hypnotherapist podcast. My name is Lawrence Akers and thank you for joining me today. Now, this particular episode of the Confident Hypnotherapist podcast is a little bit different from the ones that have gone before. And in fact, I'm nicknaming this one the Check-In Podcast. It's an opportunity for me to make sure that I'm reaching back out to people that have been listening and supporting the podcast to date and to let you know where things are going. Now, firstly, with that, I have to start by giving an apology. I did decide after 50-something episodes that it might be a good time to just take a bit of a break. And then life happens and, you know, next thing I know, it's several months later and I'm thinking, I should really get back into that. And so I can reassure you that, yes, there are going to be more episodes coming in the near future. I'm hoping that in 2023, we'll begin to roll out some new episodes again with some amazing hypnotists who are going to be offering their insight and wisdom about how they are a confident hypnotherapist. And I want to also thank those people that have reached out over the last couple of years that the podcast has existed to say thank you for the podcast being there or for reaching out and asking for some advice of their own. The reason why I created this podcast in the first place was really because, you know, as a hypnotist, even though I've been going since 2016, I still have those days where I question my ability and where I wonder if I'm doing my best work. And I really wanted to create something that spoke to that and to explore how other hypnotists work around that or what they do with that. And the journey has been really interesting because in some cases I've discovered that people have been very good at not letting their own self-doubt get in the way. There's also been instances where some of my guests have openly stated that they still experience those feelings and that they have learned to just push them aside and to bring their focus into the room and to work with their clients. And those conversations have been really reassuring, not just for me, but I'm really pleased to read for many people out there. And it's important for me to make sure that I am vulnerable and real in these podcasts as well. There's nothing to benefit from me going, oh, look at me, I'm an amazing hypnotist, when I have days where I may not feel that I am. And, you know, I don't share that for fear that people might hear it and go, is he any good after all? Because, you know, I've worked with enough clients now to know that, you know, there are days where I can definitely be a good or even great hypnotist. But I also think it's human to accept that there are times when sometimes I may not be at my best. And I imagine that there are many people who experience that same thing. And I think that it's enormously comforting when you hear other people say it and normalize the experience and allow you to recognize that we are all human beings that have our good and bad days. We're all human beings that continue to learn. That's part of this journey. You know, I've often said that one of the things I love about working in the world of hypnosis is that this is something I expect to do for the rest of my life. And I'm not in a rush, you know. I'm happy to know that this is going to be a journey where there's going to be ups and downs, successes, failures, and where I do constantly continue to push myself in a quest to learn more. So really what I want to do with this podcast today is to just perhaps reflect and to offer what some of the meaningful pieces of advice have been that I've taken from some of the past podcasts. I've been very fortunate and blessed that so many people were willing to be on my podcast from the first time I asked. You know, there are certain people out there like Carl Smith, for instance, who, you know, I sent him an email saying, would you be interested? And I got back a simple, yep, let me know when. And he was as eager and as ready and as wonderful to join in as that. You know, I also want to give shout outs to some of the people locally here in Australia who have proven to be really wonderful guests. You know, Rowan Gozard was my first guest, and, you know, I felt who better to get an understanding about, you know, what it's like to be a confident hypnotherapist than to have, you know, one of Australia's leading stage hypnotists talking to us. And, you know, his motto of breathe and believe is something that I carry with me often. You know, in those moments of doubt, just allow yourself to become present to the moment and recognize your thoughts, be mindful of it, and believe that things are possible, things can happen. You know, a shout out also to, you know, Paul Michelle, a dear friend of mine who has inspired me often when it comes to learning to be a hypnotist. The wonderful Emma Romano, Joey Buzzertool, Richard Hill. These are all incredible people. Rob McNeely is another one who I can't count how many times I've suggested to people that they should reach out to Rob and learn from him. Clive Gurdam, the list goes on and on and on. And, you know, I encourage you, if you haven't gone back and listened from the very start, please do. There's 50 episodes there of some real wonderful insight. I do recognize, you know, I remember interviewing Freddie Jacklin. And when I was doing one of Freddie's trainings, at the very end of it, he finished it by saying, sometimes you have to just push your doubt aside. And I asked him about that. So how do you do that? And his response was, and he didn't mean this flippantly, he didn't mean this in a negative way. He just said, sometimes you need to not give a shit. And I thought, that's a really interesting response. And I remember hearing something that UK hypnotist James Tripp said when, you know, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he said that the client needs to care more about their change than you care about them changing. And this is true. One of the things I've really learned over the past 12 months is that sometimes you're not going to get the outcome you want, and you have to be okay with that. You know, we can't force clients to change. They have to be at a point where they are ready to make that change. And of course, we can help guide them. We can help motivate them. We can help lead them towards that change even more. But we can't be responsible for their change. That's something they need to do. You know, there is definitely the work out there. I think of one particular research I heard that basically stated even people turning up for therapy can help with the therapeutic process, creating that space and asking those meaningful questions. Even that alone can help people begin to make that change. You know, I'm often reminded of that great story of Milton Erickson, where a woman wanted to benefit from working with Milton Erickson, but didn't necessarily want to see him. She just wanted to go and sit in her car in his driveway and allow that to be the therapeutic process, whatever that might be for her. But she did that, and she got a result that she wanted, or an outcome that she wanted. So I think sometimes when we step away from having this Svengali kind of image of ourselves and just create that space where we are curious and we can step into people's model of the world and really get a better understanding about what it is that they want and ask those meaningful questions that help lead people there, and then use a wonderful tool like hypnosis to really just help guide people towards that. That's where the real powerful, meaty stuff can happen. You know, I touched on before, I'm looking at my notes at the side here about what to talk about, and there was one thing I said before about, you know, sometimes some people just seem naturally very good at being hypnotists while others need to have a bit more practice. And, you know, I think one of the most important things we can do as hypnotists is continue to do the work on ourselves as well. You know, I don't know a single person on this planet that doesn't carry a little bit of baggage or, you know, carry their own shit, so to speak. And so for us to continue being able to do that, you know, to push through those feelings of perhaps not being good enough to be a hypnotist and recognize that as human beings, we have that shared experience that allows us to be great as a hypnotist, really helps in making sure that we continue to step towards being that confident hypnotherapist as well. Ultimately, I've got here, just keep going. You know, we're going to have our good days, we're going to have our bad days, but the key thing here is to just keep practicing. You can never not practice enough. Practice wherever you can, practice mentally visualizing, practice with your friends, practice with your family, practice wherever you can. If you don't have enough clients, just continue to practice and continue to explore and be curious. I'm a big fan of curiosity as a mindset. I know Richard Hill is as well. It's one of the things that he often talks about. I think quite often in the past, whenever I've felt that I was getting too serious about a situation and questioning my ability, bringing that playfulness and bringing that curiosity really helped to shift that. It took it away from being so serious and just being really curious, and allowed me to be back in the moment, wondering what was happening and being creative. You know, creativity is such a massive part of hypnosis. And you know, perhaps even more than what I realized when I first started. And so being able to make sure that you don't get too stressed and that curiosity and that creativity dries up is really important. Now, if you haven't already joined the Hypnotherapist Networking Group on Facebook, please find us, join us. The whole point of that Facebook group is really around continued professional development. And so it doesn't matter if you're currently studying hypnosis or if you've just graduated or even if you're seasoned, come and join us, because if you're new, then you will benefit from the resources that are there. And if you're experienced, then others will benefit from the wisdom and the knowledge that you bring as well. If you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, please do, because there'll be more episodes coming in the near future. And I promise each one of them is going to have nuggets of wisdom that will be worth the listen. I absolutely promise that. And lastly, if you wish to reach out to me at all, you can find me on Facebook, you can find me on LinkedIn, you can find me on YouTube, you can find me on Instagram as well. So look, this, as I said, was a mini podcast. It's the bridge between the past episodes and where we're going. I really do hope to have those episodes up in early 2023. And if you have any requests or if you have any questions, please feel free to send them through to me. You know, you can contact me on Lawrence, that's LAWRENCE, at releasehypnosis.com.au. But look, I thank you for listening to my rant today. It feels really strange not having a guest here for me to bounce off or to listen to or to ask questions from. This is not my natural comfort zone, I'll put it that way. So I appreciate if you've listened and you've got this far. You know, that's pretty damn nice of you. In the meantime, please take care. I know in Melbourne at the moment, right now, it's a beautiful spring day at the time of recording. And I'm even going to go for a short walk quickly and make the most of that. And I look forward to seeing you, whether it be virtually via the podcast or perhaps in another means, sometime soon. But until then, take care. Make sure you laugh lots, love lots, and we'll see you when we do. Goodbye.